Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. Let's get started and do our birthdays. You have to listen in daily to find out when Miss Jolene's going to be with us. But we're going to get started with the birthdays. On the first birthday we have is Tommy Gatter. Happy birthday to you, Tommy. Miss Lori Rayburn, happy birthday to you. And that is actually all the birthdays that I have today, only two. The weather, it is actually a cloudy 59 degrees. Cloudy 59 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful day. To be in the wintertime, you know. German bans True Religion, Muslim group, and raids Mosque, two hours ago. I'm seeing in the news. The German bans True Religion, Muslim group, and raids in Mosque. I can't say what say that word, but anyhow, China-owned AMC seals deal to buy the Karmic Cinemas, which becomes the largest theater chain in the U.S., the mathematics of coffee extraction is searching for an ideal brew. How cool is that? And as far as any, Edward Snowden rethinks that tweet about voting third party. And then Republicans again choose Paul Ryan as House Speaker. And then global warming record crumbles due in part to freak Arctic warmth. I guess there is protesters that are gathering outside the U.S. Supreme Court that are protesting. New York builds a wall full of sticky notes in defiance of Trump. McCain warns Trump Putin should be trusted as much as the KGB agent who plunged this country into something. It's like crazy. Google commits to massive new London HQ. BP's novelty gas pumps will tell you jokes and play your favorite music. How cool is that? How cool. Let's see. Let's go. I want to give a big shout out to everybody out there that shares and listens to the show and things. But we're actually going to go and we're going to play you some YouTube stuff. YouTube. How cool is that? We're going to listen to... let's see what's trending. The most trending thing right now is a let's listen to Bernie Sanders on how Donald Trump won the presidency. It's 7 minutes and 52 seconds.
President Obama has a conference call with Democratic leaders tonight. He told them in an email, "It is time to get ready to fight." Senator Bernie Sanders is laying out his agenda for the next 4 years. His presidential campaign won 22 states before losing the nomination to Hillary Clinton. More than 13 million people voted for him. He writes about the campaign and what comes next in his new book. It's called Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In. Senator Sanders is back at the table, and we're glad to have you here, Senator.
Good to be with you.
We were just talking to your lovely wife, Jane, in the green room, and she says you, too, stayed up like a lot of people, very late to watch the returns. And it started out, as you know, Senator, a coronation for her. We heard words, it's a lock, it's a rout, it's going to be her night. By the end of the night, we all know it turned south very, very quickly, we could say, by the end of the day.
Let's not forget,
in the midst of that dismal night, she did end up winning more votes than Mr.
Trump. She did win the popular vote. But ultimately, what do you think went wrong? Today she's blaming James Comey in the letters.
This is what I think went wrong, is what Trump did very effectively is tap the angst and the anger and the hurt and the pain that millions of working class people are feeling. And what he said is, I, Donald Trump, I'm going to be a champion of the working class. That's the word he used. I know you're working longer hours for low wages and seeing your jobs go to China. You can't afford child care, can't afford to send your kids to college. I, Donald Trump, alone, I can solve these problems. But what we are going to do, Gail, we're going to hold Mr. Trump accountable. We have all the things that he said. And we are going to say to Mr. Trump, if you have the courage to actually stand up to the big money interests of the billionaire class, if you have the courage to, in fact, develop policies that will improve lives of working people, count us in. I'm going to work with you. You want to rebuild the infrastructure? You want to raise wages? You want to end the disastrous trade policies which send our jobs to China? You want pay equity for women? We're on your side.
But are you surprised that a billionaire could connect so well when the Democrats could not?
It's a fair question. On the other hand, what you're looking at is a guy who utilized the media, manipulated the media very well. He is an entertainer. He is a professional at that. But I will tell you that I think there needs to be a profound change in the way the Democratic Party does business. It is not good enough to have a liberal elite. I come from the white working class, and I am deeply humiliated that the Democratic Party cannot talk to the people from where I came from.
Therefore, do you believe that if you've been the candidate, you would have won?
Hindsight is great, Charlie. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe, maybe not. But this is what I do know. I know that there are that the Democratic Party has got to stand with the working people of this country, feel their pain, and take on the billionaire class, take on Wall Street, take on the drug companies. You know, it is very easy, and this is what I fear. Very easy for a president to take on little girls who wear headscarves, who are Muslim, take on Latinos and minorities. A little bit harder to take on Wall Street and the drug companies and the insurance companies. And I challenge Mr. Trump.
Secretary Clinton doesn't say that. She says they had momentum going into the last week, and it was, in fact, what happened with James Comey is the reason they lost.
That's a minor look at why should you have to worry about
that?
Their analysis?
It's not a question of what happens in the last week. The question is that she should have won this election by 10 percentage points. The question is why it is that millions of white working class people who voted for Obama turned their backs on the Democratic Party. And I think a lot of people do not think the Democratic Party is standing with them. That has got to change. That is among other reasons why I'm supporting Keith Ellison, who will shake up the Democratic Party.
I mean, this is the memo from Hillary Clinton's team, which they do blame James Comey, because we saw that voters in the last week broke for Donald Trump. Again, back to this original question of trust, whether they trust Hillary Clinton, whether they trust her as a change agent. How long was the primary between the two of you? Did it last?
A long time.
A long time. Do you bear some responsibility in raising some of those concerns? Do you feel any guilt about her loss?
Well, I guess if we believe that somebody who the establishment brings forward has a right to be anointed and nobody should run against, I guess, yes. If we believe in democracy, we have a vigorous debate on the ideas. In fact, I think at the end of the day, by talking about income and wealth inequality, by talking about the need to make public colleges and universities tuition-free, by talking about the fact that we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people is right, we ended up making her a stronger candidate.
And she adopted your proposal.
That's right.
She adopted your proposal on colleges. Millennials supported you in droves in your campaign. They were part of the Obama coalition. They didn't turn out for Hillary Clinton. Why is that?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to say it in my book, Our Revolution, I make this point. I ended the campaign more optimistic than I began. Mm-hmm. And I saw so many beautiful young people who are the least prejudiced generation in the history of this country, who want us to deal. Let me tell you something else. When we talk about Mr. Trump, media doesn't talk about this much. What this guy is talking about in terms of climate change should frighten not only the people in this country, but around the world. Because if the president of the United States does not believe that climate change is real, if he is not going to be aggressive in transforming our energy system, that's a lesson. That's a message that goes to the entire world. I worry very much about the future of this planet and what life is going to be like for your kids and your grandchildren. So we have got to rally the young people who will lead this effort to tell Mr. Trump, sorry, we want the planet that our kids and grandchildren will be living in.
Are you encouraged to see that he seems to be open to other ideas after meeting with the president? Yes. He said, I will maybe reconsider some of my...
He is undone. I mean, clearly, in a thousand ways, his campaign was very unusual. It was very dominated by himself. He developed it. I would hope this is nobody's fool. This is a smart guy. I would hope that he will reach out to the scientific community and say, tell me, what is going on with climate change?
There's some people talking about changing the way they care about elections, the way we count elections. Should the Electoral College be abolished?
I'll tell you this, Charlie. I would hope that everybody in this country would think about not only the fact that Hillary Clinton ended up with more votes than Mr. Trump, but second of all, that essentially the campaign, and I ran around the country for Hillary Clinton, 15 states. State of Vermont's a Democratic state. Nobody paid attention to us. Wyoming is a Republican state. Nobody paid attention to Wyoming. I thought we were 50 states, and I think candidates should be campaigning in 50 states. So, yeah, I think this is something we should be thinking about.
Have you spoken to Hillary Clinton?
We should think about changing the Electoral College.
I think we should. The answer is I think a campaign for president should not be in 15 states in this country.
Have you spoken to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I have not.
You have not? You have not spoken to her?
What will you do in the United States Senate if they move forward on trying these mass deportations that Donald Trump said he supports on 60 Minutes?
We will resist that, all right? It is, this country faces very serious problems. Middle class is shrinking, too many people living in poverty. Kids can't afford to go to college. Climate change is there. We have to deal with those problems. We don't have to divide this country up by having one group picking on people because they're Latinos or Muslims or African Americans. That's not what this country is going to be about. And I will do everything in my power to see that we come together and not let Mr. Trump or anyone else divide us up.
Will you run again?
Thank you
very
much.
A little bit early to be talking about that.
Really?
That's not a no. Okay.
Thank you, Senator Sanders.
Thank you.
All right. Bernie Sanders, welcome to the show. Bunny or Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
I think so, but I'm driving, and so I can't look because I don't remember.
Oh, you're driving.
Well, I'm actually stopped right now at Five Star, but yeah, I've been driving.
How's your weather, Paula?
Beautiful. We had some rain last night with that super moon. It's 68 degrees, sunshiny, perfect weather.
Oh, wow, it is perfect weather.
Yep. And I was raking and soaking up those moonbeams last night, and then it started raining, just a beautiful rain. And I just sat out there and raked until I got done raking. It was awesome. I just love the rain.
That's great. Just don't get sick.
Rain ain't going to make me sick. It replenished my body along with those moonbeams.
Oh, well, great. That's great. You know, at least you're having fun.
I'm trying to freak out that my dining room floor don't collapse into the cellar, since that's where I'm going to have to live this winter.
Right.
It needs to be sheared up.
Sending you prayers and good vibes and all that, Paula. It'll get thick for you.
And I'm trying not to stress about it, but when the dogs jump off of the little bed that's in there, man, you can just feel it, you know, giving up.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day. It was just too pretty last night, and the shadows that the moon gives, and I was raking, and you could see my shadow with the moon, from the moon, and it was just cool.
Oh, it was a beautiful moon. It was. It was a beautiful moon. Let's see. On any events, Chuck Porter, Saturday at Cresso Theater on Bardstown Road. DJ Hootie Who coming up on Saturday the 26th and 27th at the U.S. Lounge at Blue Lick Road in Louisville there. Then you've got the Blackie White 70th Birthday Bash at the Manchester Music Hall on Wednesday, December the 7th. That's Pearl Harbor Day in 3 weeks.
And I have not received my invitation, just saying.
He was picking up the new cards today, Paula. We had to redo them again. It's three or four times we had to do them cards over.
I've got an idea for our new shirt. The shadow on the back and Gatewood was right on the front.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that, Paula.
And then maybe put the legacy under it some, you know, on the back or the front somewhere. But, man, I'm just having too much fun with this new bumper sticker.
Oh,
that would look
cool. I mean,
don't you think? Gatewood was right.
Yeah, it would be. I think that would be a great thing. January the 1st, which is still a way out, just for fun, no obligations. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is. Oh, well, we got about 4 minutes. 4 minutes before it's time to play a song, Paula.
Well, I have to do a pretend because I'm not home yet, but I will partake as soon as I get back home. I don't mind doing pretend. I'll do the pretend at the 5-star, yeah.
Prayers and thoughts and good vibes goes out to Willie Nelson. I mean, it's my understanding he's under the weather, not feeling good, and had to cancel a couple
right.
shows and things. So, sending
but
out
I'm,
prayers.
I'm trying to find
ahead,
out
Paula.
More. And I'm trying to find out more from, you know, people that I know that, you know him closer, you know, like Paul Stanford and Glenn and those people. So maybe we can find out something. Yeah, I'll pray for Willie.
Yeah, I mean, 83. I mean, 83 years old. I mean, you know. And he goes just like crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be tragic to lose Willie. So, God bless Willie Nelson. We love you, Willie.
Yes, and the whole Willie Nelson family. They just the best folks ever.
As far as the national news, I mean, I'm not really seeing a whole lot of news or anything, but man, it's grateful to not see a whole lot going on in the news, to be honest with you.
Right. And I never did see anything about Obama's speech.
Yeah, we played it a little bit. We played a little bit of it.
I never saw nothing about it on Facebook or KET or anything.
Well, I'd say it's because he ain't going to be president much longer. Probably everything we're going to hear now is going to be about the new president. That's what I would expect us to be hearing.
Well, but when the president speaks, you would think it would be more national than it was. You know what I'm saying? Whether he's the outgoing
right.
or the incoming. He's still the president. He, you know, he spoke. So apparently nobody's listening anymore.
Right. That's true, Paula. It's like, you know, nobody's paying attention. Everybody's went back to their normal everyday lives.
Right.
Everybody's forgot. We definitely need some rain here. We have a lot of fires, forest fires and things, you know, so we definitely need rain. We're still behind in rain.
Yeah, we are too. We didn't get enough to lift the burn ban, but it did clear the dust for a little while.
Right. Let's see, we got about a minute. 1 minute, Paula. 1 minute.
I'm ready. I got my ready.
Paula says she's ready. It's almost that time, Paula.
Yeah, I could walk into 5-star with my phone and the song and token on my pretend joint. That would probably get some.
Heads turned.
Right.
All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
That's so fast. Good stuff, Maynard.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley.
Yes, we love, love, love.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, you know, it's funny how people out of state post stuff, and it's not true. I won't say who the guy is, but he says, speaking at a Kentucky high school in September of 2016, the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch terrorated to the kids that marijuana is not the gateway drug it has been made out to be. I don't think Loretta Lynch has been here in Kentucky, people. I mean, have you heard of her being here, Paula, talking
Yeah, she was. Yep, she did say it.
Oh, was she?
Kentucky, yep.
What school was that?
Oh, it was a university, but I don't remember which one.
Let's see if I can pull it up. I guess she did say it. It's not the gateway drug it's made out to be, she said. Well, fuck, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that was in the summer, I believe. And I thought it was ironic that our legislators keep saying it's the gateway drug, like my representative, Will Corsi, and then it wasn't long after that that this came out.
I can't confirm what school it was at that she said that at, though, where that was at, so.
Seems like it was a Northern Kentucky University or Eastern Kentucky, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not telling me the name of the school, but, hey, you know, I like for anybody that tells the truth. I mean, hell yeah, we're all for that.
You've been doing that for a long time.
Great story. Let's see, today makes They make our, let's see how many shows, 797 shows today, 790 episodes. It's a lot of episodes. We're almost at 800.
Wow.
Absolutely great. Great, we're going right on. All right, folks. I think I'm going to go ahead and end our show because I've got some stuff I need to actually do and things. But thank you, everybody out there that shared the show, listened to the show. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, as always. God bless everybody out there. Everybody have a good evening. Love you, Miss Paula, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
It's a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.